Hey guys, it's Mick along with Kitty, and this is episode 38 of A Gal and a Gay. We have had all kinds of technical problems tonight.
Yes, we have.
This is our third podcast. Kitty has some really good bloopers that maybe we'll put at the end of this podcast, but good thing we're not getting paid for this.
Yeah, that's true.
Because we would have been fired. I would have fired myself.
Okay. Maybe some of these were my fault because I wasn't paying attention to what I was doing, but there was a couple times that I didn't know we got some weird error message, and that wasn't my fault. That was just there. I don't know. So, anyway, in this episode, we talked to a man named Mike Waters, who is a huge, 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 huge fan of Jim and the Holograms, and so we talked to him about the new movie coming out. Right. So, yeah.
And we actually discovered Mike on Twitter, I think, because when the news first broke that they were making the Jim and the Holograms movie, the director had asked people to send in their own auditions, make audition videos, and you could possibly win a chance to be in the movie. Obviously not as a lead, but as
like
an extra.
Yeah.
And Mike had a very, very creative,
creative
video. And for some reason, we just kind of started chatting on Twitter. And then we invited him on the podcast, and he agreed to it.
Yeah, so he was very nice, very fun. So we're really glad he agreed to talk to us. We did a Skype interview with him. He's in Seattle. So anyway, this is the interview. So y'all just take a listen. Here we go.
Okay, and joining us now via Skype is Mike Waters. His Twitter handle is Mr. Mike Waters. And you are basically the ultimate Jim and the Holograms fan.
You know, you would think that I'm the ultimate Jim and the Holograms fan, but there are lots of Jim and the Holograms fans who are even way more extreme than I am. Like, I think that I kind of just have capitalized on my good nature and my headband to sort of drum up some enthusiasm, but there was a guy on set when I was there last weekend who came all the way from Perth, Australia. His name is Doug.
Wow.
And he flew all the way from Perth to be in Jim and the Holograms.
Wow.
And he wakes up every morning and, like, flips on Jim. That's, like, the first thing that he does. And he, like, dances around his apartment. Like, he just loves Jim. So... like to think that I'm the ultimate super fan, but I think that's probably a characterization. There's also a woman on Twitter who's a longtime fan. And, you know, the fan community is a little bit split about this film. So I like to just give a shout out to some of the people who maybe feel differently, too, about Jim and the Holograms. And her name is Leslie. I can't pronounce her last name, but she has been running... like, the truly outrageous listserv since the early 90s.
Wow.
So like, she was doing Jim on the internet before any of us were even thinking about doing Jim. So,
right. You
know, I don't think I'm a super fan, but I definitely like Jim a lot.
All right, so let's go back to how old were you when you were first introduced to Jim and the Holograms?
So Jim came out in 1985, so I was 8. And I don't know if you remember, but it was on this program called Super Saturdays, which was, Jim was a series of shorts, and it was paired with other programming with the idea that boys wouldn't really watch Jim unless there was something else connected with it. They didn't want to lose their boy audience, basically, by putting Jim on it. So they put Jim with Bigfoot and another show, and it was these little 7-minute shorts. Well, if you watch the first, like, I don't know however many episodes it is in the final series when it did go to a half an hour, you can see where the little 7-minute short breakups were. So I've been watching it since Super Saturday. I saw the first episode and I about fell out when I saw the opening animation on Jim, just the truly outrageous theme song. I mean, that just blew me away. Like, I couldn't believe that was on television.
I remember it, too. I think we're probably about the same age.
Yeah, I think y'all might be. Yeah.
I just turned 37.
I just turned 37 as well, just a couple months ago. So, and I was hooked too. My mom babysat two girls. One was my age. One was a little bit younger, and we always did a lot together before. Before I got to be the grade school age, and you know they always wanted to play Barbies, and I didn't really want to play Barbies. I wanted to play G.I. Joe and He-Man, and then they got me turned on to Jim and the Holograms, which was fun because it was like mixed music with adventure. And again, like you said, Mike, that theme song, it's so catchy and so, it's iconic.
Very catchy,
now.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so.
I don't know. Well, I love how they used like basically their entire animation budget just on the opening sequence. Because like the opening sequence has always been like, way more high quality than any of the animation anywhere else in the series.
Right.
I guess it's a stretch. I mean, there are some videos that are very, very good too, but
right.
Just that opening sequence is so high quality. And you know it's because they had to sell the dolls.
Right.
Yeah, you're right.
Put all their money into... Those first episodes that were on Super Saturday are so messed up. So many mistakes and like problems with it. Like, I don't know. I just love that stuff. Like, I love it when Kimber's hair changes color or one of the wrong voices comes out. I mean, that's what makes Jem great, you know?
Okay, so when you were a kid, who was your favorite character?
Oh, Shayna.
Shayna, really?
I'm Team Shayna all the way. And, you know, there has been some controversy on the film about the girl who's chosen to portray Shayna because she's a little bit light-skinned and she's half black. And there's been some talk about it. But, you know, I'm trying just to be really supportive of the people who were chosen to make this film because I'm just so excited about there being a live-action film.
Mm-hmm.
And Aurora, who is playing Shayna, she is super sweet, you know, and she didn't necessarily choose, I mean, she wanted to cast, but like she didn't choose to have a white mom or whatever.
Yeah.
And I think that it's important to support her, but I also respect the Jem fans who have the other, you know, the other opinions. I mean, it's a hard issue, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I was Team Shayna all the way. Shayna always had good sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the rest of the holograms were kind of, when you really think about it, they couldn't really organize or get themselves together without the quiet and strong presence of Shayna,
right.
Who would say things like, guys, I don't know about this, or let's slow down, you know?
She was kind of the business manager, sort of.
She was a little bit, because even though Jericho was supposedly managing the business, I mean, look at her. Her life was kind of a mess.
Right.
You know, and Shayna really had her stuff together. Like, Shayna had... she was the only one who had a consistent relationship.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And she had a humility about her. You know, she didn't think she was the best fashion designer in the world. She, you know, she definitely was like all of us who were struggling as artists, you know, with that idea of, I don't know if I'm good enough. But I'm
going to
try my best, you know. That's what I like about
Shayna,
for sure.
Right.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I loved Roxy. Roxy and Stormer.
I'm a little younger, so I mean, I remember watching the show, but I don't remember a lot about it. So now y'all are bringing all these up names. I'm like, man, I don't remember any of this. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, but I did like the show as a child. I didn't remember liking it. I just don't remember a lot about it, so...
Hey, and Mike, I did see on Twitter, and I think they posted it on their Tumblr blog, about the, what is it, the creator of Jem was actually finally invited to visit?
Yeah, Christy Marks was on the set. And if you read, like, Christy's original Facebook post where she talks about this, she does say that she really has a lot of respect for John Chu. and she encouraged the fans to wait and see how it's going to be. Because I, you know, I'm like you guys, I have no idea if this movie's going to be any good.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of took the Christie's word for it, that we should just wait and see. Mm-hmm. But she finally made it to the set, and, you know, I was on the set the day after her, so I didn't get to meet her.
Hmm.
Wow. Which would have been a dream. But she was, you know, if she was treated anything like how I was treated on the set, she was absolutely treated like royalty. Like, they took such good care of us. They were so nice the whole night. And they were just excited to have the fans there.
Right.
Okay. And they treated us better than they treated the other extras, I think.
All right, so tell us, how did you kind of win your spot to be an extra?
I have no idea. I mean, other than I put in my audition video, and they called me up on Thursday and said, can you be in L.A. on Friday? And I made it happen. So that's sort of it. But the process that they're using seems to be pretty random, and obviously, you know, I've been pretty relentless in my pursuit.
Hey, it pays off.
I think that it helps that I've been positive. And some people have even, you know, contacted me, like, through social media and said, well, are you just trying to get your 5 minutes of fame? Or, you know, like being an extra in a movie was sort of like this big play because I want to be an actor in Hollywood or something.
Well, I guess some people start out that way.
Right. But really, I wanted to visit the set. I mm-hmm. wanted to talk face-to-face with John Chu because I care about this.
Yeah.
And I want it to be good. And I work in a field where I support creative people. You know, I'm a communication manager, and one of the things that I've learned is that you just have to let people have their vision and see it out till the end, and then give them feedback when it's done.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how I feel.
That's
like,
good.
I'm not going to tell John Chu what I think about the choices that he's made right now because I want to see what he's going to do with it.
Yeah,
I'm curious.
I get you. Yeah.
Kitty and I were talking, and we were kind of... It's kind of our sense that this film was a little bit further along in the process than they made it seem through social media.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't know when it's going to be released, but, you know, it's like, oh, we're looking for people to audition, send us your tapes, and then all of a sudden, the cast is announced.
Mm-hmm.
And then
That
takes
and
a while.
I think that they have more surprises up their sleeves. I'll just tell you that. Mm. Like, you know, obviously, when I went to set, I signed a non-disclosure agreement, so I'm not going to tell you anything that I saw, but based on the conversations that I had, based on the things that I saw, I think that they are really trying to engage the fans in something fun and in feeling like they can participate. But they're also, they're a traditional movie, and they're bound by the same rules that all movies are bound by. They can't just bring in people off the street. I mean, they could, but they mm-hmm. might have some union problems.
Mm-hmm.
If they were to ban just everybody off the street and say, hey, let's make a movie. I mean, I think they're trying to make it feel like that for sure.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, I was pretty excited when it was announced just this week. We talked in our last podcast about Juliette Lewis and Molly Ringwald being added.
Yeah, that's really exciting.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Did you get to meet them by chance?
That's the day I was, so... I didn't get to meet them or get any scoops. I might have some ideas, but I won't share them here.
Right. Well, I have some ideas. I mean, we have to have synergy.
Yeah.
So if somebody's going to be playing synergy, and I'm pretty sure it's not going to be an unknown. It has to be somebody pretty popular.
Yeah, I would think.
I mean, Molly Ringwald, when is the last time she was in a movie? Right?
It's
been a long time, yeah.
That's a pretty big get, I think.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea to have Molly Ringwald.
And I love Juliette Lewis.
And Juliette Lewis, too, I think.
Yeah.
Whatever she's going to be playing, she's going to be great, I think. So,
yeah.
Perfect choice, I think, yeah.
Mm.
For this movie.
So, Mike, do you watch Nashville at all?
I don't. And I met Aubrey on set.
Yeah, how was she? Was she nice?
She's super nice.
She seems nice.
Her voice is like, you know, angels. I mean, she's got the pipes.
Mm-hmm.
to play this role. I understand on Nashville that she's not the most well-liked.
Yeah, her character on Nashville is not the best. Yeah, we don't. I don't like her character. I like her. She does a great job on Nashville, yeah, but her character is someone you don't like. Yeah.
But when they announced it, we were talking, going back and listening to some of the songs that she sang mm-hmm. on Nashville. She does sound a lot. I mean, yeah. She sounds great, yeah. And she sort of sounds a little bit like
Jem's singing voice. I think she's a good choice for Jem. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, she's really good on Nashville, so mm-hmm. I'm excited to see her in this capacity, you know, so.
I've heard all of them sing except for Aurora. So Hayley Kiyoko has an EP out. So, of course, like, I'm doing all of her concerts. Hayley's EP is awesome, I think. I think she's got a great voice. And Stephanie Scott, I've downloaded a couple of her songs. She has a little bit more of a Disney pop princess voice, mm-hmm. I'd say. But that is so Kimber, really.
Right. Yeah, it really is. She's the younger sister. She's, you know.
So mm-hmm. I feel like they've got the right mix of voices. Now, I've never heard Aurora sing, but I'm looking forward to it.
Did you get to meet the guy who got the role of Zipper?
I didn't get to meet Zipper, no. I met Rio.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
My God, yeah.
He's pretty hot.
Yeah, he's pretty hot, yeah.
Somebody that hot is
yeah.
And he's like kind of one of those guys that just exudes sexiness.
Oh.
So like, he'll be standing there talking with you. He'll just kind of he'll just do a little light, you know, nipple rub. Like maybe his muscles are achy. He's working out so hard.
I wonder if he's gonna have purple hair.
That's... I know. I hope so.
Yeah, me too.
I would love that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. Everything that I've seen so far from that poster that they put out on Tumblr with the girls' faces and stuff, it looks so good.
It looks good. Yeah. Yeah. I think it's gonna be fun.
That looks good.
Yeah.
Whatever I thought that what I can say is that the visuals were amazing that I saw and the music was amazing that I heard. So we can look forward to a really good soundtrack, I think, really good visuals. And in terms of the storyline, I have no idea. So
right. Well, that's good, though. I think in situations like this when they are bringing back a property that was so big in the 80s and it has a huge cult following.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be careful with what you release too early because, Mike, like you said, you know, you have those haters out there that they're not happy with something they think is going to be in the movie or how it's going to be. And it's like, you just need to enjoy it. You know, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I kind of feel like at the end of the day, you know, we've got a year until this movie comes out or whatever, and I can have a year of enjoying and being excited and anticipating, mm-hmm. and I could ultimately be disappointed. Mm-hmm. Like, if the movie just stinks, it'll stink, and I'll be disappointed. But I will have had a year of celebrating Jem, and then I can go back and watch the series. Like,
right.
I sort of feel like it's a win-win.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, that's true. And plus, it's like there are going to be more people who might fall in love with it.
Yeah.
Maybe not the same way we did when we were younger.
Yeah.
But it's coming. It's going to be part of
a whole new
generation.
Exactly. Right. You know, so I think that's going to be fun.
My buddy Jonathan has three little girls, and they all sit and watch Jem now because, you know, they know somebody who's really into Jem.
That's awesome.
Do you have any of the dolls?
I have a glitter and gold Rio that I am, you know, that I kind of trot around with me, and then I have some other dolls that are like I think I have a Kimber and a glitter and gold Jem and a regular Jem, but I don't really trot them out too much because I don't have like all their outfits or
right.
You know, mm-hmm. I just bought them naked. Basically, I found them somewhere. So glitter and gold, you know, I'm not for real. So he's the real deal. But of course, they took him out of the box. I'm not a collector.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I was never that into the dolls. Were you super into the dolls?
Yeah, we had. I had some. Yeah.
I don't remember.
Yeah, but of course they mysteriously disappeared a few years ago. I have no idea where they're at. Yeah, my parents. I'm still a little pissed off.
Did they get rid of them?
Yeah. No, I don't think mom. I don't know. We don't know what happened with them. Mm-hmm. But they are. I mean, you can get them on eBay now. People are selling them for okay prices. You know.
Those dolls they've come out with the past few years, the Integrity dolls, have you ever seen any of those online?
No, I haven't. Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're incredible. Like, if I were into dolls, I would go get one tomorrow. They're like $150.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
But they are old school classic gem. They're high quality dolls, so they actually have the look.
Oh, really?
They look more like the series, you know, and they have dolls for some of the characters they never made dolls for, like Astral, who is the magician, and Video. Well, no, they had always had a video.
Video,
doll.
Yeah, I did like Video.
Regine, I don't know if you ever remember Regine. She was. They have dolls of the singers.
The three of them.
But they never made actual Hasbro dolls of any of those things. So the people who are into the dolls, they've had a lot going on the last several years.
Right.
And I watched those things with interest, but my heart was always with the series.
Yeah. So cool. I mean, I don't know. I liked what John Chu did with G.I. Joe and a couple other things. So I'll be interested to see his take on this franchise. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So.
Yeah, I like G.I. Joe. I tried to watch Step Up 2, and it wasn't so great. So I would
have it. Kitty, you own that, don't you?
I do not. I haven't seen Step Up 2. I may have seen the first one. I don't know. But yeah, no. Not my, generally my wheelhouse. Not that kind of thing.
I just want to know, and I've looked for articles, but I don't think he's ever really said why he wanted to do Jem. You know?
He's a fan.
He's a fan?
Oh. Yeah, he likes Jem.
Oh, that's good.
And one of the guys I was talking with on set said that they've been wanting to do this for a while. This is not like they just decided to make a movie yesterday and Hasbro found the director. Like, John Chu wanted to make this movie, and that's why I have a lot of hope for it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why Christy has said, I think, such positive things about him. He likes Jem.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, that means if someone's really into whatever they're working on, I think, right. You know, I think that probably, yeah.
Well,
what better hope that they're trying
it's
to
like
do a good job.
J.J. Abrams with Star Wars.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
yeah.
He's a great director. Let's just, you know, it'll be interesting to see his take on it. But again, we all have to remember at the end of the day, it's their take on the characters and the story. Mm-hmm. It's not ours, you know? Mm-hmm. So you can be happy with it or unhappy with it, but end of the day, it was it was how they see it. So,
well, the best part about this whole thing for me has been all of the fan art and the fan videos that people have been putting on Tumblr. And like, I don't know if you guys have seen like this is an audio podcast, right?
Yeah, it's audio.
Yeah, it's audio.
Well, it's too bad because they're gonna miss out on seeing this Gem and the Holograms iPhone case that I got.
Oh yeah, that's awesome. That is so cool.
Inspired by all of the Jem talk, and he made these designs and he put them out on, I think it's on society6.com. So, like, people are talking about Jem, and I just don't see any downside to this whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I think
And like you said, Mike, it's only going to build over the next year or so.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
I hope there are sequels. We don't have a Raya, in the holograms.
We haven't heard of the Misfits.
Haven't heard what's going on with the Misfits, yeah, so.
And they haven't cast Eric Raymond, have they? That we know of?
They haven't announced.
Hmm.
They haven't announced.
Yeah. Well, hopefully it picks up steam and it'll be an easy trilogy.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm thinking, I think if this first one's popular enough,
right,
they will make a
sequel.
And so.
I think that for those people, not just women, but men as well, back when they were a kid, they have kids now. They're in their mid-30s like we are.
Exactly.
They have kids. This is going to be easily a family movie, family-ish.
Yeah. I would think, yeah.
It's it's going to be so much fun.
Yeah. Well, I just hope that they maybe redo some of the old songs. I mean, some of those songs were so good and catchy.
Yeah, I know.
Definitely, it would be great. You know, I loved one of the audition videos. Did you see the audition videos that those five YouTubers did? It was like one of them's named Steam Fairy, and one of them's named what are their names? Well, anyway, it's those five girls that got Tracy Hines.
Okay.
Five girls that got together and decided to make a gem video. Have you seen this?
No, I haven't. No.
Well, they're all pretty established YouTube artists. And they got together and made, like, just an amazing classic gem video. And they sing Only the Beginning, I Got My Eye on You, and Truly Outrageous, the gem theme song.
Oh, and cool.
When that video came out, I probably watched it. Well, I watch it almost every day because I love the video.
we'll look that up for sure. Yeah.
Google, you know, gem audition video, and theirs will be one of the first that comes out, and you can tell because it has like the production values compared to like all the rest of us.
Right. They know the people.
They did an amazing job, those girls, and like just the fact that stuff like that got made is exciting enough for me. Like, the movie's kind of icing on the cake at this point.
Right.
Gotcha.
No, that's true.
Yeah, that's
and just
awesome.
The buzz that it's creating.
I know.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I mean, there are so many people that I work with who are super excited about this, too, so because we're all around the same age. So, yeah, it's definitely people. I think it's going to be a hit no matter what, so.
Yeah. Yeah. I think so, too.
Yeah.
Well, Mike, we'll have to have you on again as we get closer to the release date.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're calling it on, man.
Right. I know. I could talk about it. And we need to get Kitty to rewatch.
I know. I should probably. Yeah, I really need to go back and watch some things because there's just a lot I don't remember. So, yeah.
Cool. Yeah. All right. Well, Mike, thank you for joining us. Again, you can follow Mike on Twitter at Mr. Mike Waters, WATTERS.
Yeah, thanks so much for joining us, Mike. It's been fun.
Have a good Sunday.
Yeah, hey, you thanks. Too. Bye.
You too. Bye.
And there you go. World's biggest Jim and the Holograms fan.
Well, he doesn't say he's the biggest.
He says he's,
very modest.
Yes, he is very modest.
And there are a lot of fans
there really
out
there. Are, yeah.
And it will be exciting to see the movie, see what comes of it. Since our interview, there have been some rumors that Juliette Lewis, Molly Ringwald, they've been cast, but their parts had not been announced.
Right, yeah.
But there are rumors that they're actually going to be part of the Misfits. And the Misfits, they're going to be an older band.
Got
and,
it.
Of course, you have this new band that's kind of...
I like that turf. Idea, honestly.
I do.
I like the idea.
Juliette Lewis as Pizzazz?
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. I think she'll be so good in that role. So, I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, I need to go and brush up on my gym skills, but, you know. Yeah.
Your gym skills. That's really good.
It's late.
That could be a hashtag. Anyway, it's going to be a good movie, and obviously it's going to bring about... more gym merchandise.
Oh,
more
dolls,
things like that.
Oh, yeah.
So
they're going to make some money off of this for sure. For sure.
So, and we don't have a release date
yet.
No,
we don't know.
Could be this fall. It could be next year.
We don't know. Well, we know it's in production, so, that's a good thing.
And when we talked about this, we felt like it was in production a little bit longer than when they announced it on Instagram or on Tumblr.
Yeah.
And all that. So, anyway, good stuff. Anyway, join us in our conversation about the gym, the movie.
If you're a fan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tweet us, agalanagay, or Facebook us, agalanagay, or email us, agalanagay@gmail.com. So.
And rate us on iTunes.
Yes, please rate us on iTunes.
Subscribe.
Subscribe, rate us, leave us a comment. We'd love to hear your comments. So please.
So.
If you like listening to us, let us know. We'd love to hear from you.
So. Any ideas you have for us to do, let us know.
Yeah, absolutely. So, cool. Okay, thanks guys.
Bye. Thanks for listening. Hey guys, it's Mick coming along. This is gonna be bad.